we were quite young when we started making our own music. So when people come and say what Ventura Highway or Sister Golden Hair means to them, it's really important to us too. These were the songs that we were not only playing, we were listening to night after night.
We were a reflection of our own generation. I mean, we were Woodstock children and hippies and so on. We graduated from high school in 1969 over in London, England, at that Air Force school that our dads and families had come to be stationed at. Within a year, we were like on stage in front of Pink Floyd and The Who and Elton John. So that's luck. That is timing. That is being in the right place at the right time. Certainly the fact that we were there in England as American teenagers in the late 60s, we got some attention just by that little bit of uniqueness.
This is Dewey, Dewey and Jerry.
Hey, we flew out to L.A. We were being managed by David Geffen and Elliot Roberts in the office with Joni Mitchell and Neil Young. And the Eagles were just starting with us. And we were these young upstarts with the number one record. And it's hard to really say, hey, sorry, we didn't mean it. We're still working at our craft, you know.
I like to think that the fundamental part, the part that we do, the writing of head and heart through your hands and mind to create a song through an instrument, that really has changed very little.
Hall tonight. Thanks for coming out.
Terrific to be here, actually.
Great to be here, great to see you guys.
She's not the kind to take it.
Like Don't Cross the River. A little bit atypical for Jerry to sing in that kind of a song. Please welcome in, by the way, Mr. Jerry Beckley, my partner and dear friend over here. We started this band in 1970 after we graduated from high school in 69, so it's been 44 years. Who knew? Still at it. With our pals up here, of course. Anyway, Jerry traditionally sings and writes the love songs, so here's one to snuggle up on. First album stuff, which we wrote most of these songs when we were teenagers. That lady's got one, thank you. And recorded this album in 1971 in England. Our fathers were in the Air Force, so we got stationed over there in the mid late 60s, and thus we found ourselves in London, and these songs came about, and we were fortunate to get a record deal. So we'll start off with the first song, first side, and do a couple more from it right now.
Thank you. of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you're gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care.
Down, we're still kind of those guys that came up with our own generation and beards and bell bottoms and 12 strings and peace and love, and that's still kind of who we are. Been on stage with John Wayne and George Burns and played big huge shows with you know, the Beach Boys and Ringo and people. It's been an incredible place to be, and so somehow we've stayed grounded, but we've had our moments, you know. We've been through divorces and had illnesses and peaks and valleys. The career certainly bottomed out there for a decade or so. We kind of found a place in this 21st century that works for us too.
These are not oldies, they're classic rock. There's a difference, but they're kind of old. We don't know what it is, but there's a difference.
In the sand, I feel you need me, I have to answer.
across the border.
We're going to do another so-called deep cut. We did dredge up another one here from the, this is from the third album. That third album was conveniently called Hat Trick. And this is called Green Monkey.
Like the flower needs the rain, you know I need. just know you were thinking of me. And then it came, that I was put to blame for every story told about me.
This is for all the lonely people.
This is for all the lonely people. All right, nobody's lonely here tonight.
Thank you. And the new guy, really the rookie, on the drums with us for only the last 4 months. We poached this guy from a fantastic group called Real Big Fish. I give a hand to Fantasy Ryland Steen.
try to make it Sunday, but I'm also damn depressed. So I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a good friend of mine. Hey! Sister Golden, yeah, surprise. I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one for a stunt. I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean, girl, you ain't been on my mind. Oh! Will you meet me?
Help us out, it goes like this. Put your hands together.
And of course, thank you so much for being part of this. We'll look forward to seeing it on TV sometime. On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no cloud. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn red. And after 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. And the story it told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. But in the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. The Lord.
remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to keep you no fame. Not bad for the day after Halloween. We did real good. Enjoy the rest of November, the rest of this year, and the holidays that are coming. Drive safe, play safe, and remember always, Hartford, Connecticut, America loves you. Yes, we do. And Infinity Hall. Safe and warm if I was in L.A. California dreaming of such a winter's day. I stopped into a church. I pass along.